ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has filed suit against the Pennsylvania State Police after it came to light that the state police have a slightly lower pass rate for women on their physical fitness test. 94% of men passed the test, and only 71% of women passed. The feminists obviously demanded this lawsuit. According to their ideology, if women can't do as well as men on a fitness test for a job, it must be discrimination, and the test must be discarded for everyone. Now, it seems that the feminists want Pennsylvania to ignore the fact that the job of a state trooper includes difficult and dangerous physical challenges that can require real physical strength and endurance beyond the capabilities of many women. Just last year, a Pennsylvania state trooper helped catch a suspect escaping in a tractor trailer by hanging on to the truck's grab bar with one hand while it continued to drive down the highway. The suspect then crashed the truck and had to be pursued on foot as he fled into the woods. It's obvious that a man's physical skills were very useful. The Pennsylvania State Police employ more than 4,600 workers today, many of whom presumably passed this fitness test. But the Obama lawsuit is demanding that the test must no longer be used because there might have been 45 additional women on the workforce if this test had not been used. Even when the test was made simpler, the men's passing rate rose 4%, but the women's only rose 1%. No one has yet devised a physical fitness test on which women as a group perform as well as men. The only way to eliminate that gap is to eliminate testing altogether. The fact that a few more men pass the Pennsylvania State Police fitness test than women is simply not acceptable to feminist ideology.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at hempusa.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 15th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. A lot of news and information I want to cover this hour. The websites, AlternativeMedia.org, TheAlternativeMedia.com. You can email me, TheAlternativeMedia at Yahoo.com. Now, this story is coming in from the Economic Collapse Blog.com, and I have reported on this. I know Darren Weeks comes on after me, has reported on it several times. If you're not familiar with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, look it up and get familiar. Barack Obama is secretly negotiating the largest international trade agreement in history, and the mainstream media in the United States is almost completely ignoring it. If this treaty is adopted, it will be the most important step toward a one-world economic system that we have ever seen. The name of this treaty is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the text of the treaty is so closely guarded that not even members of Congress know what is in it. Right now, there are 12 countries that are part of the negotiations: the United States, Canada, Australia, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. These nations have a combined population of 792 million people and account for an astounding 40% of the global economy. And it is hoped that the EU, China, and India will eventually join as well. This is potentially the most dangerous economic treaty of our lifetimes, and yet there is very little political debate about it in this country. Even though Congress is not being allowed to see what is in the treaty, Barack Obama wants Congress to give him fast-track negotiating authority. What that means is that Congress would essentially trust Obama to negotiate a good treaty for us. Congress could vote the treaty up or down, but would not be able to amend or filibuster it. Of course, now the Republicans control both houses of Congress. If they are foolish enough to blindly give Barack Obama so much power, they should all immediately resign. And it is critical that people understand that this is not just an economic treaty. It is basically a gigantic end run around Congress. Thanks to leaks, we have learned that so many of the things that Obama has deeply wanted for years are in this treaty. If adopted, this treaty will fundamentally change our laws regarding internet freedom, health care, copyright and patent protection, food safety, environmental standards, civil liberties, and much more. The treaty includes many of the rules that alarmed internet activists so much when SOPA was being debated. It would essentially ban all Buy American laws. It would give Wall Street banks much more freedom to trade risky derivatives and would force even more domestic manufacturing to move offshore. In other words, it is the treaty from hell. In addition to imposing Obama's vision for the world on 40% of the global population, it's also being described as a Christmas wish list for major corporations. Of the 29 chapters in the treaty, only five of them actually deal with economic issues. The rest of the treaty deals with a whole host of other issues of great importance to the global elite. The following list of issues addressed by this treaty is from a Malaysian news source. Domestic court decisions and international legal standards, overriding domestic laws on both trade and non-trade matters, foreign investors' right to sue governments and international tribunals that would overrule the national sovereignty, environmental regulations, nuclear energy, pollution, sustainability, financial deregulation, more power and privileges to the bankers and financiers, food safety, lowering food self-sufficiency, prohibition of mandatory labeling of genetically modified products or bovine spongiform or mad cow disease, government procurement, no more buy locally produced and grown, internet freedom, monitoring and policing user activity, labor, welfare regulations, workplace safety, relocating domestic jobs abroad, patent protection copyrights, decrease access to affordable medicine, public access to essential services may be restricted due to investment rules, water, electricity, and gas. So if you're not aware of this information, I suggest, because I'm not going to declare myself expert on it either, I say you look into it for yourself. I think we can learn a lesson from the past that when our government here in America enters into treaties that are supposed to benefit the American worker, we are always, always, always the loser. So just the thoughts of these traders in D.C. trying to negotiate with all these other countries a treaty of this vast a proportion should make you shake in your boots. Why can't we get this type of reporting in the United States? And if this treaty is ultimately approved by Congress, will we essentially be stuck with it forever? The treaty is written in such a way that the United States will be permanently bound by all the provisions and will never be able to alter them unless all of the other countries agree. Wow, how about that? Are you starting to understand why this treaty is so dangerous? This treaty is the key to Obama's legacy. He wants to impose his will upon 40% of the global population in a way that will never be able to be overturned. Of course, Obama is touting this treaty as the path to economic recovery. He promises that it will greatly increase global trade, decrease tariffs, and create more jobs for American workers. But instead, it would be a major step toward destroying what is left of the U.S. economy. Over the past several decades, every time a major trade agreement has been signed, we have seen even more good jobs leave the United States. No one can disagree with that. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out why this is happening. If corporations can move jobs to the other side of the planet, to nations where it is legal to pay slave labor wages, then they will make larger profits. Just think about it. If you were running a corporation and you had a choice of paying workers $10 an hour or $1 an hour, which would you prefer? Plus, there are so many other costs, taxes and paperwork hassles you have to deal with. With American workers, for example, big corporations will not have to provide Obamacare for their foreign workers. That alone represents huge savings. Any basic course in economics will teach you that labor flows from markets where labor costs are high to markets where labor costs are lower. And at this point, it costs less to make almost everything overseas. As a result, we have already lost millions upon millions of good jobs, and countless small and mid-sized U.S. companies have been forced to shut down because they cannot compete with foreign manufacturers. Later this month, consumers will flock to retail stores for Black Friday deals, but if you look carefully at those products, you will find that most all of them are made outside this country. We buy far, far more from the rest of the world than they buy from us. And that is a recipe for national economic suicide. We consume far more wealth than we produce, and anyone with half a brain can see that that is not sustainable in the long run. The only way that we have been able to maintain our high standard of living is by going into insane amounts of debt. We are currently living in the largest debt bubble in the history of the planet, and at some point, the party is going to end. Now, this article is on thealternativemedia.com, if you scroll down to the RSS feed from the Economic Collapse blog. I suggest everyone look into that for yourself because they are at it again with trade negotiation deals. And this is going to be Obama's legacy. I've said before, I said last hour, fasten your seatbelt, get ready to ride the roller coaster. This is just one part of that plan. And like Michael was talking about, the focus of this broadcast is to tell everyone to prepare for what's coming, because you're not going to be able to do a whole lot about it. So you might as well prepare. Learn to can, get self-sufficient, get out of debt, and see what is coming on the horizon. When we come back after the break, just six powerful corporations control almost all the information you see and hear. Natural News, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in moments.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage, with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest: Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fairing in the studio. I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. I've got a lot of news that I want to get in before we start taking phone calls next hour. This is coming in from Natural News that goes along a little bit with some of the things Michael was touching on. 30 years ago, the diversity of the world's news media was broad. In 1983, some 50 companies owned the media in the U.S. and around the world. I mean, that's even startling that it was just 50 companies in 1983. Obviously, with so many companies vying for listeners, viewers, and readers, competition was intense, not just for the audience, but for advertisers as well. Fast forward to 2014, that field of media companies has been winnowed down to just a half a dozen companies. Time Warner, Disney, Murdoch's News Corporation, Bertelsmann's of Germany, Viacom, which was formerly CBS, and General Electric owned NBC. In a word, that's pretty scary, as observed by the Economics Collapse blog. Now, I was listening to John Stadtmiller broadcast yesterday evening, and he was making mention of how MSNBC and several of these cable networks are just completely dying on the vine. People are turning them off. I think there is, I'm not going to get out on a limb and say it's a broad amount, but there is a portion, may well be small, I don't know, I can't say. It would just be a complete guesstimate. But there is a portion of America that now completely distrust the media because they've seen through so many of their lies. They see through the bias of the media. I mean, if you take a look at like RT.com, a lot of people don't want to, they seem to not want to do that for some reason, but judge it for yourself. If you look at news from other countries and what they report that's going on inside our own country, it's a much more legitimate, truthful news source than CNN or any of them for that matter. It is an unbiased, I'm not going to say completely 100% unbiased, but it is a different point of view. And if you do some fact-checking, if you care enough, you can see what's really going on. I mean, the story that I did earlier from Mexico, no one's covering that. I had to find that in media sources from other countries. Now, these corporate behemoths control most of what we watch. They control what we hear, what we read every single day. They own television networks, cable channels, movie studios, newspapers, magazines, publishing houses, music labels, and even many of our favorite websites. Sadly, most Americans don't even stop to think about who is feeding them the endless hours of news and entertainment that they constantly ingest. And you know, think about that for a minute and look at what you really do ingest. I mean, the music that is played now and viewed on TV has got to be at an all-time low, surely, to talentless. And then the violence that's on television, the nudity. I mean, if you take a young mind and you park it in front of that constantly and it's raised on that, and they are, sadly, what do you expect to have out of that? And even, you know, people say, well, I get my news now from, you know, Facebook and this and that. Well, last week I reported they manipulate. They're doing test case. They're manipulating. So if you really want to know what's going on, you need to spend enough time to look into it for yourself and draw your own opinions. You don't have to believe what I'm saying. You can just do it for yourself. Do most Americans even care who actually owns the media they are exposed to? Probably not. But they most certainly should. For comparison, think about what media is like in an authoritarian country like, say, China or Venezuela or Cuba or Cold War East Germany and the Soviet Union. The people of those countries were spoon-fed their news and information, most all of which was nothing more than pure government-created propaganda. Today, because there are so few media companies in America, we, too, are being spoon-fed boatloads of propaganda on a daily basis. And if you don't think these corporation executives don't have political objectives and agendas, you're fooling yourself. The fact is, subliminal messaging contained in nearly all broadcasts often heavily influence most viewers and consumers of entertainment and media. And as the economic collapse noted, that influence is constant. The average American watches 153 hours of television a month. Indeed, many begin to feel mentally and physically deprived if they go too long without watching or listening to something, much like teens have withdrawals if they go too long without Facebook or their smartphones. And you know, that I don't know how many times I've been to people's houses, and even when you're trying to talk, they have to have the TV on. They're not even watching. It's got to be on. Now, I have to, if I'm watching television, I have to mute the commercials. I can't stand to watch the commercials anymore. And for the most part, I used to be pretty much, you know, I watched a lot of television. I tried to keep up with the news and the lies and all. I've really cut myself back. I don't have cable television anymore. I would advise everyone, get you an antenna, watch free TV. Forget paying for it. It's not worth it. Even if it's not worth nothing. It's worthless. But when you start to look into the facts of why, when we talk to people out and about, average Joe people, and their views on politics or their views on the wars in these other countries or their just general views at hand, whatever's going on at the moment, you can just see that they are regurgitating to you what they've seen on television. It has such an influence. And I'll tell you something else. If you've got the time, spend some time. Go to YouTube and take a look at search for subliminal messages. You will find a wealth of information, and they'll show you and slow them down. And I don't know what it was, 3 or 4 months ago, I spent some time watching this. It is everywhere. Your mind is bombarded by this subliminal messaging, most of the time having to do with sex. And look how that resonates in this society. Look at what's on these sitcoms. And I know senses of humor vary from person to person. I know it's greatly varies. I don't find any of these sitcoms that they have out today the least bit funny at all. They're irritating. I can't stand to watch them. It's the same routine. You know what the plot of everything is on television today? It's somebody's rear end. The plot of everything on television is somebody's rear end. Somebody's trying to get with that rear end, or they're trying to break up with it, or they're cheating on it, or whatever. You know, it's the same plot for everything. It's got one plot. You know, it always goes back to that on these sitcoms. It's always the same thing. I wonder if you know, in other countries, I'm sure Great Britain probably has just obscene and terrible television as well. But ours, in my lifetime, it has certainly, we have went from Andy Griffith to whatever you want to call it today. But and it shows up in our society. You go out to a large event, it shows up in our society. It shows up in our evening news, the violence that is in our evening news. So the fact that more and more media is concentrated in fewer hands should be disturbing. At the time it was published by Ben Bakakine, it was called The Alarmist for pointing this out in his book, The Media Monopoly. In his fourth edition, published in 1992, he wrote, "In the U.S., fewer than 24 of these extraordinary creatures own and operate 90% of the mass media, controlling almost all of America's newspaper, magazines, TV, and radio stations, books, records, movies, videos, wire services, and photo agencies." Then, as media ownership was dwindling, Bakadane predicted that the number of media corporations would eventually fall even further to about a half a dozen or so. At the time, there was widespread skepticism over his assertions, but with the publication of the sixth edition of The Media Monopoly in 2000, it was apparent he was onto something. The number of companies by then had indeed fallen to just six. And since then, there have been even more mergers as the scope of ownership has grown to include new media sites on the internet. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I just got a message. This broadcast was advertised yesterday on WBT out of Charlotte. Very cool. I want to say a special thanks for that. And, you know, we were talking about this being unsustainable. We were talking about the economic conditions, the $18 trillion. I said I had a couple of stories that I wanted to definitely get in. It goes along with that. Fox News reported this past week, America's red ink runs much deeper than you think. Aside from the nearly $18 trillion national debt, many state governments are looking at future budgets that are trillions of dollars in the red. And they've hidden the numbers by dramatically underreporting that debt, according to a new report by the think tank State Budget Solutions. Think about that, all everyone that's planning on a retirement from state government. The group looked at what are known as unfunded liabilities or debt states will owe. Down the road, it found a number of states are fudging their numbers big time using tricks like assuming their stock investments will soar. Wouldn't you think that would be illegal? The book cooking could mean bad news for public pensions and other programs that rely on these budgets. The report finds that nationwide, states have unfunded liabilities of nearly $5 trillion or $15,000 per American, even though the states allegedly lowball that number at $2.7 trillion. So now, here, this is a different, you know, when we talk about the number of how much, you know, how much you owe to the federal government, supposedly, I don't claim any of that. You know, I don't say that I got any benefit from that, whatever. But here, now these are the states combined are saying that everyone in America would owe the states $15,000 per American. They're making promises they can't keep, Joe Espato of State Budget Solutions told FoxNews.com. Illinois was one of the worst offenders, according to the report. It found that while the state says it has an unfunded liability of $8,133 per person, the true amount is three times higher, at $25,750 per Illinois resident. My, I mean, it's unbelievable when you look into this. What is going on in this country? Public pensions assume they will make 7 to 8% every year. Obviously, they don't. That combined with states that aren't putting as much money as they promised into their pension plans causes many states to be in a huge liability hole, Espato said. Other states have similar problems. For instance, California says it has an unfunded liability of $4,909 per person, but according to the report, it's nearly $20,000 per person. While the numbers may seem abstract, Espato warned they will affect people's lives. State governments are telling their employees that they're going to get paid a particular pension when they retire, but the numbers show that that's not going to happen, he said. While many states are in trouble, Espato said Illinois is in the worst financial shape, but Illinois state officials claim that the state has a plan to get back on track. We did pass a big pension reform bill in December that, if the courts uphold it, will address the lion's share of our pension problems over a 30-year scale, Assistant Budget Director of the Illinois told Fox News. He added that the state had begun to reduce its expectations for its investments. The Illinois teachers' retirement system just lowered theirs a half a point from 8.5 to 8%, yet no pension plans are meeting those rates of return in today's economy. Many of the solutions is for governments to switch to more of a common private sector model, like a 401 style plan, in which the retirement money is invested up front rather than based on projections of future investment performance. The state governments seem to have the assumption that they will be able to just keep grabbing money for as long as they can, Espato said, but the reality is that they can only tax so much before it stops bringing in more revenue. The problems go far beyond just the state of Illinois. So I thought that was interesting. We're going to be living through that. We're going to be seeing that where, as these states continue to bankrupt themselves, people that have paid into the system, played by the rules, expecting a very good retirement, which is something that's becoming something of an anomaly here in America, will dwindle away. And isn't that a sad fact, knowing that that's going to be coming up in the future? Now, along those same lines, CNS News reported this past week, the federal government has started fiscal 2015 by setting yet another record for inflation-adjusted tax revenue. While running a monthly deficit of $121.7 billion, which works out to $1,050.78 in deficit spending per household in the United States, and the federal government of the United States runs a monthly deficit of $121 billion, adding $1,050.78, supposedly. I don't claim any of this, but whatever. They're claiming that every household in America has won another $1,050 in debt to the federal government and to this deficit spending to the Federal Reserve banking system. I mean, why is this never an issue in these political races? You know, occasionally you'll see someone, if they can, bring up the Ponzi scheme that is the Federal Reserve banking system. For each dollar the Treasury brought in during October, as it set new records for tax collections for that month, the federal government spent $1.57. Now, you know, I don't think you have to be a mathematician, a rocket scientist. Just common sense. I mean, if you set up some third graders with a lemonade stand and was teaching them some simple economics about the cost of the lemons and the ice and the glass or whatever, it wouldn't take long for them to understand they can't spend out more than they take in for the system to work. Why is that so hard in Washington, D.C.? You know, until, and I've said this before on this broadcast, I'll say it again. I know a lot of people disagree with this one, but we spend more on our military than the next 10 countries combined. In fact, I think it's 11, but I'll just say 10. That has to be addressed if we're ever going to have, you know, they always talk about balancing the budget. That has to be part of it. Absolutely. It can't be done without that. But yet, we continue down this road of policing the world, starting wars to save the peace. We will secure anyone's border except our own, and running these major deficits. And they have the audacity, you know, to even put out the numbers of how much they've increased your supposed, I don't owe the federal government any of this indebtedness. I didn't have anything to do with spending it. I didn't get any benefit from it. But they say that I'm a part of it. You're a part of it. While these insane lunatics spend $1.57 for every dollar they take in. I mean, it's completely unsustainable, and at some point she's going to pop. And I, for my own opinion, believe that that's going to be part of the agenda. It'll all be by design. It'll all be right on time. The bottom will fall right when they pull the plug. But I personally think we're going to witness that during the next, 26 months of Obama. I think it's all been scripted and it's all being done by design. But anyway, I wanted to let you know, for every dollar that was spent in the last month, every dollar they took in, they spent $1.57. So, of course, we're going to see, I guess, I'm not sure exactly when it'll be, but we'll be coming back around to the old raise the debt ceiling charade, that farce of where they'll pay a bunch of useless lip service to how they're going to rein in the debt while, you know, raising the debt limit. Spending more and talking about saving, the old double speak charade that they play on the American people from time to time. You know, it's comical to me anymore because it's so predictable. What are they going to do? They're going to raise the debt. So they might shut down the government for a while. They may go through a big bunch of theatrics and they'll come up with some more plans. But what happens? What was it? It went from 5.7 trillion to 10.6 under Bush. He doubled the deficit in 8 years and collapsed the economy. Obama's on the same track to double the deficit in his 8 years. It's all part of the agenda. And we're just gonna watch it up. Nobody's gonna do anything about it. Nobody's gonna rein in the debt. Nobody's gonna right this economic ship. It's just going to continue down this same sad course. And the American people, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, is being sold out by this ridiculous, absurd system. And we're going to be coming up on a break. When we come back, Arizona's immigration smuggling law struck down. Now, once again, any state that tries to assert states' rights, any state that tries to protect itself from being overrun with illegal immigration, with illegal aliens, no matter what the race, it's not about race, here comes the big bully, the federal government, to smack that down. How dare you try to implement laws to protect your citizens, even though the people of your state...
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio for the websites alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I was discussing before the break, a story came in from kswt.com. Arizona's immigration smuggling law struck down. The AP ran the story. A federal judge has struck down Arizona's 2005 immigration smuggling law on the grounds that it's trumped by federal statutes. So here, once again, just like what I won't bother reiterating, the ruling Friday by U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton marked the latest in a string of restrictions placed by the courts on Arizona's effort to get local police the ability to confront illegal immigration. So these federal judges, the federal government, absolutely not. Arizona can have no state rights, no matter how the people vote. They have no right to secure their own border. You know, we used to look at this as 48 little countries combined together. State rights meant something. The Tenth Amendment meant something. It has been gutted, people. The Constitution is completely, in my opinion, suspended. But if you don't want to go that far, you can say in tatters. Bolton ruled the state law deprives federal authority of their exclusive right to prosecute smuggling crimes. It's depriving the federal government, it's chomping at the bits, you know, of their exclusive. It's exclusive to the federal. The state has no rights whatsoever. You are our peon to the federal government. We rule. You don't have any right to say or do anything. And if you do attempt, if the people rise up, if the peasantry start trying to bang their plowshares into swords and they run out and they vote, well, we'll just get the old federal judge to come and strike that down time and time again. That's why, you know, I know people contact me about wanting me to sign petitions, which I don't do, wanting me to get involved in these issues like this. And it's, sure, I'm super jaded, I'll admit it. But this is why. Even if we here in North Carolina, if we get, you know, however many thousands of signatures and we get it on a ballot and we work tirelessly and we spend our life savings and the people vote, they don't want same-sex marriages, whatever, you know, whatever the topic is. What happens? The big bully federal government comes along with its appointed federal judge and strikes it down. This is bold face tyranny exposed. The mask is off. But this story right here, which, you know, I can't even remember how I come across it, but I've not seen this being reported anywhere. Arizona's smuggling law was passed as lawmakers responded to voter frustration over the state's position as the nation's then busiest immigration smuggling hub. So here are the representatives of Arizona responding to complaints and probably just witnessing what's going on in their own state, passed laws to try to do something about it. And everyone knows the big controversy about, you know, the police can't ask someone if they're a legal citizen. That's laughable. That's how, you know, it should be. For those of you that are still, you know, somewhat in the dark, you should be able to see what the agenda is of the federal government. The agenda of the federal government, the Obama administration, is for us to be overrun with illegals. Not just Mexican, my friend. Watch what happens after this soon-to-be passed amnesty. They're already telegraphing it. It's coming in. The first one might be small. It might only be a couple of million or whatever. Then the floodgates will open, and it's going to be all kinds. Now, it's not that I'm that much of an open-in-your-face, blatant racist. It's that I'm opposed to our country being overrun by any. Our problems here is not that we're underpopulated. The smuggling law had been used frequently by Joe Arpaio's trademark immigration efforts, though the courts have curbed his immigration powers over the last 17 months. That's how the article ends. So if you have a sheriff even that's trying to do what's best for his county, what does it say? The courts have curbed his immigration powers over the last 17 months. No one is outside the crosshairs. If you're trying to fight for the people that live in the county or the state. People, just this issue right here, just this, the lies that is being told by the federal government with regards to immigration reform. They don't need to reform it. They needed to implement the laws that was already on the books. They will not do that. That in itself should be an impeachable offense. Allowing a country to be invaded should be an impeachable. Well, I tell you what, it shouldn't just be impeachable. It should be. You should be up on charges and then properly executed for refusing to secure the borders of our country. Now, this goes right hand in hand. Washington Examiner this past week reported immigrants and their U.S.-born children make up more than 40% of new Medicaid recipients at a cost of $4.6 billion, according to the analysis of government data. The Center for Immigration Studies, a low immigration advocacy group, released a report early Thursday that found both legal and illegal immigrants and their minor children made up 42% of the Medicaid growth from 2011 to last year. I mean, this traitorous action of having us a borderless country is costing us untold billions of dollars. And I listen to a lot of different stuff. I feel like I'm alone adrift here. You know, it's not that this is my holy grail, but I mean, my God, my eyes is open. I see what's going on in the country, and this is not good for me or my children or someday grandchildren to have to grow up in this situation. How much is the American people willing to choke down? How much? There's so few that are willing to stand up and say what's going on. The report goes on. Part of the increased enrollment came as a result of new health care laws, expansion of Medicaid to impoverished and low-income adults. The high rate and significant growth in Medicaid associated with immigrants is mainly the result of a legal immigration system that admits large numbers of immigrants with relatively low levels of education, many of whom end up poor and uninsured, the report says. This fact, coupled with the extensive supports we provide to low-income residents, unavoidably creates very significant costs to the taxpayers. I wonder, for how long can those that's working and paying into the system continue to support all those that are on the teat of the system? But you know, happy days are ahead, because someday this cannot sustain itself anymore. And when that day comes, I want everyone listening to remember, I told you so. We didn't do anything about it. We stood back and watched. And we played the violins while the Titanic sank, and there we are. I guess, you know, once that happens, we'll see what happens on the other side. We're going to be coming up on the top of the hour break. I've got a lot of news that I didn't get in. One, Obama immunizes government contractors from being sued for importing Ebola. This was reported by CNS News this past week. That's a scary story. That's the story that's not going to end. You're going to see more cases. It's inevitable with the conduct that's going on. It's kind of fell off. I guess, you know, we had the election, then Veterans Day. It's all kind of fell off of mainstream media. But she shall return again, I feel certain. But President Obama issued a memorandum Thursday immunizing federal contractors hired to address the Ebola outbreak in West Africa against lawsuits for importing Ebola into the United States. Now think about that. They go to Africa, they bring it back, people get the Ebola, but you can't sue them for their negligence for bringing it back. This, I didn't see this anywhere in the news as well. The president directive gives the administrator for the U.S. Agency for International Development the authority to indemnify companies from lawsuits related to contracts performed in Africa in support of U.S.'s response to the Ebola outbreak. Coming back, be top of the hour news. Taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with me, back in moments.